Welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Capital City Cavaliers. I'm your host, Tony Hawley, sitting here with Kyle McRavy of the News Tribune. And before Kyle and I start to discuss things this week, let's listen to a little bit of his conversation with Cavaliers head coach Joe Collier.
Congratulations on finishing with the 7-2 regular season. I guess overall, what was the key to getting the win last week and finishing off such a strong regular season?
Really just starting our process each week. Like I was saying earlier, that we talked about, we just regroup and really just start the process of winning all over again. You know, through the film study, through the way we practice, paying attention to detail, taking each practice serious, not trying to waste moments. You know what I mean? We just start that process on Sunday again, you know what I mean, when we go back to film and watching it. So
now that you're through the regular season, you know, looking back, going 7-2, best, you know, regular season in school history by far, just any general thoughts on how that portion of the season went for you guys?
Well, you know, the regular season went well. We had a lot of ups moments. We felt like, you know, sometimes we wasted opportunities, but at times it was costly, you know, due to games. And then a lot of times as we got, you know, down in the latter part of the season, especially those last two games, our really focus was not wasting opportunities. The first half, I thought we kind of did that in the last game. And then we immediately, you know, processed that. You know what I mean? And got back on track. So in the third quarter, you've seen us really focusing in on just making sure we're dialed in on playing as a team, no fumbles, making sure our alignment, assignment, technique, is everything is on point. So.
And now you're looking at a rematch with Battle. Had a tough game with them early in the season, but it's been a long time since you guys have played. So what can you take away from that first matchup as you're getting ready and game planning for this week?
Well, you know, that game two, you never really know. You know, we won that first game, and then that was our first real test, you know, to see where we were as a team. And as we played through a season, you know, now we kind of get a feel for ourselves, and our identity is there. So this game is going to be a little bit different for us because we know what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? We know we had success doing the things what we do. And, you know, it's a little bit differently when the ball snaps, I'm going to make this play work. And so we have that focus in us, is that we're going to make that play work. We know we can tackle guys. You know what I mean? We know we've been battle tested a little bit. So.
All right. That was Cavaliers head coach Joe Collier. So before we look forward to the postseason, which is what we've kind of been building toward all season, we'll look back to the end of the regular season last week. You know, you kind of hope at the end of a regular season you get something like the game you got last week, a 68-21 win against Kirksville, where nothing's in doubt early, you can get people out early, you can just take care of business, get things done. So, you know, how gratifying was that probably for the Cavaliers to have it kind of play out how it did last Friday?
Yeah, I think that was pretty much exactly what they wanted, like you said. We talked about it, I think, going into maybe week 7, it was kind of that last third of the regular season.
Sure.
Where when I talked to Coach Collier, he mentioned, you know, they were kind of in that point with the last three games where you get the chance to kind of look at the depth, you get an opportunity to, in games against, I guess, slightly less successful opponents, you know, get to see really what you have with your backups and
sure.
everything, and an opportunity that a lot of teams get at the beginning of the season. A lot of the time, Capital City got three of those right in a row
right
at the end with Sedalia, Truman, and Kirksville, and yeah, I think they really did get a lot of chances to see kind of who's behind Hurley Jacobs and Jalen Thomas
right.
in the backfield these last few games.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, that's one of those things where, like you say, we had kind of seen this coming. And sometimes the seasons just play out funny. You just sometimes you get a chance to see backups. Sometimes you see backups early because people get injured. Sometimes you never see backups, and then you go into the next year going, I don't know what we've got this year. I think this portion of their schedule was kind of key for that. So, I got to imagine that's every coach is going to look at that as being real valuable, just if nothing else, to see how things are going to be in the future, but also – I mean, who's to say that things can't still go awry in terms of injuries as we head into this part of the most important part of your schedule? So it's got to be great to get those guys minutes anytime.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, speaking of injuries, you know, we usually save this toward the end, but there was one big one last week with Hurley Jacobs missed the end of the game. He had an ice pack on his right ankle. He was able to walk through the handshake line, which was an encouraging sign to me. And he was back out practicing when I went to talk to coach today, doing general warm-ups and stuff, not going through full drills yet. But when I asked Coach Collier about it, it seems like he's going to go, might not be 100%. So maybe that's an opportunity where you are going to see some more of those backups who you've been seeing the last couple weeks in a more regular situation.
Sure. And while we're kind of looking at the season as kind of an overview or an overhaul before we do focus on today's game, we'll get to that in a second. But again, I think you can't kind of overstate just where we've gone from day one till right now.
Absolutely.
I mean, you 7-2 was, I don't think anybody was saying 7-2 when we first started the season for the Cavaliers to be at this point. So this is just, I think, one of those, you always hope as a program that you have a season where you, quote-unquote, grow by leaps and bounds. They did that this year, and you never know when they're coming, and we didn't necessarily see it coming, but good on them that they got one. So I think this is, you know, no matter what happens, I think going forward, I think you got to look at this season and go, this has just been a tremendous success of a season for the Cavaliers.
Absolutely, and, you know, they're 1-2 plays away from being 8-1 and being the top seed in the district
right,
and getting a bye this week.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if a couple of plays go differently in the Rockbridge game, that's the difference in getting a bye in the one seed.
Sure, absolutely.
You know, it's been just an incredible season for the Cavaliers, coming off back-to-back one-win years to start the program.
Absolutely.
And then jumping into this, it's been just incredible to see.
So the end result, after all that, you know, is the Cavaliers end up as the 3 seed in district. So Holton gets the 1 seed, Helias gets the 2, Capital City's the 3. So what it does basically is it earns you a rematch, and so they're the 3 seeds. Battle is the 6 seed, probably one of those better than you maybe expect as a 6 seed teams, where you go there. I think another team where you're looking to go, you know, a couple plays here, a couple plays there, they might be better than what they were. In fact, maybe a couple plays in that Capital City game ends up differently. So we'll remind people that back in week 2, Capital City went to Battle, posted a 41-32 win in a very good game. So What's going to be the secret, I guess, this time around for Capital City being able to get a similar type result this time?
So I think the biggest takeaway from that week 2 game was just explosive plays back and forth. Battle has 3-4 guys who are very, very good players, very fast, very athletic, had some incredible plays in that week 2 game. So the key for Capital City is going to be just making sure you can stop those couple of guys.
Sure.
It's a lot harder when you've got 3 or 4 of them, of course, than if it's, you know, 1 or 2.
But right,
if you're able to contain Justin Goolsby at the quarterback spot, I think he ran for like 150 yards in that game. He had a 96-yard touchdown run, something like that. You know, if you can kind of keep him from blowing up like that, if you can keep Ricky Dunn from having an incredible game, you'll stand a pretty good chance. And I think offensively, Capital City, you know, Battles had its defensive struggles. I think that's kind of been the overall view of their season.
Sure.
They give up a lot of points and a lot of big plays.
Yeah.
So if Capital City is able to break a couple of those like they were in that first matchup, then, you know, we might end up in another track meet, but I think Capital City will have a pretty good shot.
So I think the big thing is always when you get these second meetings in a postseason, or maybe a second meeting in a season, there's kind of always this tendency to go, okay, what can we maybe do or show them that we didn't show them last time, or what can we maybe do to maybe, you know, ensure that we have some success this time? How likely, after, you know, you've seen this team for 9 games now this year, how surprised, I guess, would you be if Capital City comes out and does something in this game just because it's a second matchup that you haven't seen from them in the previous 9 games this year?
That was something I specifically asked Coach Collier about. Okay. Because there's always that idea, the second time you face a team, you want to look a little different, right?
Sure.
It's been long enough where I think just overall, Capital City kind of looks different. Not that they're running anything different. They're okay. A little more evolved in the offense. They were still pretty early, and it was mostly dives every play at that point. And Capital City's able to kind of move through its reads a lot better, a lot quicker. And, I mean, the offense just runs better than it did at that point. I think that's kind of the key. It's still a veer, so there is some trickery going on with the different reads and everything, but there's not a lot of deception. They're not, you know, lining up in certain sets to make you think one way and look another. They're going to run the same two or three plays pretty much every play, and it's just how that outcome changes.
Sure.
And I think they're probably just going to keep doing that. I mean, it's still going to be mostly a dive, you know, with Hayden Carroll keeping a few, tossing to Jalen Thomas on the outside for a few. It's going to look like it usually does, but it operates a lot faster and sturdier than it did in week two.
Is there anybody maybe that, in terms of either offensively or defensively, that might kind of alter the outlook of this thing? Is there anybody that's kind of stepped forward for the Cavaliers from the standpoint of, hey, they weren't a big contributor maybe in week two, either on offense, defense, special teams, whatever, that might have an impact on this game? Or is it kind of like, hey, these have been our core guys since the very beginning. They're going to be our core guys tonight.
Offensively, it's the same core. Hurley Jacobs and Jalen Thomas in the backfield are the main guys. That battle game was Jalen's breakout game. He's had 100 yards in every game since then. That was his first. I think he had like 50 in week one, and then has had 100 or more in every game since then. He's taken on not the lead back role. I think Hurley still gets more carries every week, but Jalen's been the leading rusher every week, yardage-wise. Or every week for the last 4 or 5 weeks. So it's developed a little more his way offensively. Landon McNeil's been playing really, really well the last 4 or 5 games on defense. I know he had... I can't remember what it was exactly. There was a standout defensive play from him in the first battle game, too, so he was already kind of one of the key players on defense, too. But he's been standing out for me the last few weeks, especially. He's had a couple of, you know, big strip sacks. I think he's had 4 sacks in both the last 2 games, which, again, against Truman and Kirksville, it's a little bit different. But, you know, he's been very explosive on the defensive side the last few weeks.
So I want to allot a little extra time to the prediction point of the podcast, because I'm going to ask you to pick 2 games this week. So the first thing is, I'll ask you, is Capital City survive to move on and play another week? And then who do you think that they might get if they do advance the next week?
Yeah, so I'll say Capital City gets its first playoff win in program history this week. Probably going to be another pretty high-scoring game like it was last time. So, you know, Capital City scored 40, 40, and 60 in its last 3 games. So let's say Capital City 45, Battle 35. And then the other matchup.
Oh, yeah, I remind people the other matchup
would be Helias.
Helias, the number 2 seed, and Liberty Bensville, the 7 seed.
Just down the road. So, you know, I'll say Helias takes that one probably a little bit easier. I'd say maybe Helias 28, Liberty Wentzville 14.
Okay.
And then, you're setting up another Capital City rematch in the playoffs, and that one's just down the road.
All right. Well, that should do it for this week. For Kyle McAravey, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's game, pick up a copy of the Goal Line section in Friday's News Tribune, and get game updates and more prep sports content all week by following Kyle McAravey on Twitter at Kyle_McAravey, McAravey. Thanks for listening.